Welcome on back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet. Yep. My name is Kyle.
I'm Orion.
And Orion, I bought myself a car.
Yeah!
Yeehaw, little doggies. I bought a car. Well, a van. I bought a van.
That's still good.
Yeah, it's good for picking up children's.
For anyone cringing, oh, he bought a van. Fuck you.
Vans
are the best.
I'm just glad to have a vehicle again, finally.
I believe it.
I had to take a loan out of my 401k at work in order to buy it. But I don't feel bad about that. That's the one kind of debt I don't really mind going
fuck
into.
Fuck 401k.
Because the payments are really low and I'm paying myself back, essentially.
Yes.
Is what I'm doing.
Yes.
But yeah, I got a 2000 Pontiac Montana.
Yeah.
Which I never even heard of before.
I read that title when you posted that. I'm like, Montana, that just fits with Kyle because it's like, doggy, Montana coming down.
There goes Kyle in his Montana.
Do I seem like a Montana kind of guy?
Yes, that's what you sound like.
I'm going to change my last name to Montana.
Kyle Montana.
Kyle Montana. That sounds better than Kyle Aldrich. I should.
Yes.
Kyle Montana.
Fucking love
From
it.
Now on, I'm Kyle Montana.
So how'd this go down? Like, just one day you were like, I'm going to do this today. Or were you planning this?
Well, I had taken a loan out of my 401k to get into this apartment.
Yeah.
Because the last apartment that I rented, I left and owed a bunch of money to.
Yeah.
And because they evicted me. So I owed them some back rent. Plus I owed them for some, you know, apartment maintenance when I left or whatever.
Yeah.
And so to pay that off, I had to pay that off before I could get into this apartment. So I took a loan out of my 401k then, and I just finished paying it off like a couple weeks ago.
Wow. Perfect timing.
And right when I finished paying that off, I asked if I could take another one and they said, yeah, and I did. And so that's like what finally got me to do it. And
thank God they weren't dicks about that.
No. Yeah. They.
I don't know. We already gave you one. You know,
I was a little worried about it or that there might be some kind of waiting period like between you're allowed to do it. But they said, no, you can do it right away.
Nice.
And the human resources lady at my work is just the sweetest lady in the world. She's been super helpful and super nice. Like my garnishment is finally over. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I mentioned that on the show. My wages were being garnished to pay off an old credit card. So they were forcibly taking money from me to pay off this old debt. And, it's over now.
Yeah.
And the human resources lady was super nice about that. And she would like, not just nice, like being nice to me, but like she would do things. She would go above and beyond the call of duty to make sure, like, she made sure that, the last payment was the last, because the way they were splitting up the payments, I could have had one more check where they take money out and she made it like, I don't know. It's too complicated.
A little tricky.
But she was super nice. And she was super nice about this and super helpful. And so I got the money. And the weekend after I got the money, I said, which was last Saturday, I said to roommate John, hey, are you going to be available anytime soon to help me go car looking?
Yeah.
Because I need somebody to help me do it if I don't have a car. And he said, actually, yeah, I'm not really doing anything today. You want to do it today? And I said, sure. So I looked on Craigslist.
Oh man,
at
same
a bunch of
day
vehicles.
Shit. That's crazy.
My options were a lot better this time around because I had more money. and I found a few possibilities. And the first one we called didn't get back. No, the first one we called had somebody else coming to see the car, and they said they would let us know if that person didn't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
The second person I called was some weird guy. I asked if I could come take a look at the vehicle, and he said, yeah, it's here. He just told me where it was, and he wasn't going to be there or anything. He just wanted me to go look at it, which isn't quite what I meant.
Yeah.
And then the third guy I talked to was out of town, and he wouldn't be back until the next day. And then the fourth person I talked to was the one that I ended up buying the vehicle from. They said, they told me where it was, and they didn't give me an address. They told me it was on the corner of this and this, parked at an auto shop, which made me a little nervous because that's where I got my last one. It was parked at an auto shop.
Yeah.
Anyway, we decided, fuck it, we'll go take a look at it. And when we got there, it wasn't there. And we were like, did we go to the wrong place? This has to be the place because he said it was parked. It was at this corner, this intersection, and it was parked at an auto shop next to a car wash. Mm-hmm. So we were definitely at the
pretty
right
specific,
place.
Pretty specific, yeah.
And then we're sitting in the vehicle and here it comes. It pulls in next to us. And I swear I talked to like a youngish Mexican guy on the phone. Mm-hmm. But the guy who got out was this older white guy. And it turns out that it was being sold through a dealership.
Oh, I see. I thought the guy had this older white guy had like Mexican slaves.
Maybe he does at his dealership. I don't know. But so this, yeah. I guess, I don't know if how that works exactly. Can you as an individual sell through a dealership?
I don't know. Because
when I went on Craigslist, you can look at vehicles being sold by owner, vehicles being sold by a dealer, both. And I specifically looked at only being sold by owner. Mm-hmm. And the guy I talked to on the phone said his cousin had the keys and he was going to bring the keys out to me. But it turns out maybe the dealership guy is his cousin, but he brought the whole fucking vehicle, not just the keys.
Yeah.
And so that made me a little nervous. Like, are they fucking scamming me? What is this? Why wouldn't you just tell me? And, but I tried the vehicle out. I took it for a little test drive and it seemed pretty nice. And, I came back and I said, yeah, I guess I'll buy it. And we went back to his dealership and they did the whole like registration thing there. So I don't have to go down to the Secretary of State or the DMV and do all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow I get to go back to the dealership and pick up my plate. He said they would have it by then. And the dealership was really small, though. Mm-hmm. I'd never been to a dealership this small. And when you walk into their office, it looks like you're walking into somebody's house. Oh, and God. It was kind of messy. And I don't know. It was weird. It felt shady.
Yeah.
But so far, everything about it has worked out really well.
It's running. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else can you do?
I haven't had any problems with it. And they were super nice. And the price was right. And I don't know. So I guess it's yet to be seen if I have somehow been fucked, but it seems like I haven't.
Man, if anything happens to this car, I don't know.
Whatever. Don't know. If anything happens to this car, I'm moving to South America. I'm giving up. I'm giving up on this life. I'm starting a new life as Kyle Montana. I'm moving to Brazil.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, so I got wheels now.
Yes.
And
God, that's got to feel crazy. After it's, so long,
it's weird. Looking. Like there was the Sunday after I bought it, I almost went for a walk to the gas station.
Yeah.
Then I remembered I don't have to be physically mobile anymore. Now I can get good and fat.
Yeah.
I went to Wendy's.
Oh man.
Because having wheels makes me a terrible person. Like I'm gonna stop walking and start going to Wendy's all the time again.
Oh, God.
But yeah, it feels good, man.
Oh, I was going to ask, how's the situation? Like, how did it happen where you told everybody at work? Like, did you call the guy that usually picks you up? Hey, man, I got wheels. No need to stop by and pick me up anymore.
There were three people who were giving me rides. There was one guy who always picked me up in the morning.
Yeah.
And then there were these two ladies who would alternate taking me home after work. And I only had one of their phone numbers. And it wasn't the guy who comes to pick me up in the morning.
Oh.
So I called the one person whose phone number I had and said, do you have the guy's phone number? Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah. And then I asked she asked me if I wanted the number or if I wanted her to call him for me and let him know. And I said it was up to her. And she said, yeah, I'll just do that. That way I don't have to call you back. Because she said she'd have to get off her phone to look up the number and then call me back. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even have to call that guy. I called one person and everybody found out.
Oh, that's amazing, man.
Yep.
They take care of the registration and all in the plates at this place. And you didn't have to actually call that guy and listen to him go, well, fucking finally. Fuck. Yeah. So, but you guys had some good talks, right? being so that it
who had been, some good talks.
You and the guy picking you up.
No.
It's been so many fucking days. You think you guys would be best buddies by now.
When he first started picking me up, he tried to talk to me a couple of times, and it was just fucking weird and awkward.
Yeah.
Like one morning, he started talking to me about tuna, about a giant tuna.
All right.
Somebody caught a giant tuna, and it wasn't tuna season or something, and the government confiscated this giant tuna. And then we were talking about how much the giant tuna might have been worth if they were allowed to keep it and sell it.
What the fuck?
Which was weird.
Weird, man.
And that's the only conversation I can remember happening. And then there was one day when I felt terrible because I had run out of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And I this was very early on in him giving me rides. Yeah. And I guess I was, you know, Nick fitting.
Yeah.
Because normally I wouldn't bother doing this. I would just tough it out. But I asked him if he could, if we could stop at Speedway on the gas station on the way to work. And we did. But he was totally nice about it. But I got I got the vibe that he wasn't happy about it.
Who gives a shit?
And I told him it would never happen again. And it never did happen again.
Yeah. My God. Some people. I know your side, hey, he went above and beyond to help you, but goddamn,
I felt
to be mildly annoyed over something so minuscule.
And he stayed in the car while I went in. Like, if obviously he wasn't planning on going there, so I shouldn't have expected him to go in.
Yeah.
But like, if he would have been like, oh yeah, totally, and then like went in and got a coffee
That's
or something.
What I do, yeah. Fuck.
Then I would have felt like, okay, this wasn't so bad. I still wouldn't have kept doing it. But yeah, I felt like a total asshole because he like, you know, he's already doing me a favor, and now I'm putting him out, and I could tell.
Oh.
But yeah, we almost never talked. We would sit there in complete silence, and he would listen to sports talk radio.
Oh, God.
Which is fucking weird.
Yeah.
Not that he's fucking weird, just sports talk radio is fucking weird to me. The two ladies who would drive me home were more talkative. One of them was really talkative. She would talk to me about her family. And I think she's one of those people who doesn't like silence.
Yeah.
And so she would just talk and talk and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it was annoying, just that she would tell me all kinds of stuff about her family. And the other lady seemed kind of annoyed too sometimes. Like, she was the one who would ask me, you know, how's this car thing coming?
Yeah, kind of push it.
Yeah. Which, you know, fair enough. Like, any one of them could have told me. They drove me around since, what, like November?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been forever. And any one of them could have told me at any time, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And I would not have argued. I would have been like, yeah, fair enough. Because I never asked them to drive me around in the first place.
Yeah,
like,
Jesus.
I was walking 2 hours to work, like whatever that was, like 3 miles or something every day to and from. Because I did not want to ask anybody to do that. You know, I would have felt like a total dick. And then all of a sudden, somebody found out I was walking to work and thought that was unacceptable and went around asking people if they would give me rides. And then they kind of put this little circle together of people who would give me rides. So they kind of did it all themselves.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel too bad, but I still felt a little bad. And and I would not have felt bad at all if they had said, you know, we're not going to do this anymore. I would have been like, all right, I'll go back to walking or I'll figure something out. Like, it's my fucking problem.
Do you ever feel like you should buy them like a gift basket?
I thought about,
thanks a lot,
you really helped me out here.
I thought about it, but then I also thought I thought about it, but like, for a while I thought about giving them money while they were driving me around, or like, I thought about giving them something like buying them a gift or giving them money. Like, I did give one of them gas money once because they sort of, I don't know if they meant it to be this way, but it seemed like they were passive aggressively hinting that I should give them gas money.
Yeah.
So I did. But I thought about giving them money.
God.
That's not douchey. I mean, it's fair enough. If they had openly said, you know, the passive aggressiveness is a little weird, but I might have even just been misinterpreting. But they were talking about how expensive gas was and how much driving they'd been doing.
Jesus Christ.
But if they had openly said, you know, could you give me some gas money? I would have been like, oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But I thought about giving them some money. But the reason I didn't was because the reason they were giving me rides was because I didn't have the money to buy a car.
Yeah.
So if I then give them money, it's like
counterproductive.
Yeah, it's counterproductive. It makes it that much less likely that I'm going to buy a car.
Exactly. Good for you.
I just
can't put myself in that position where I'd be mildly annoyed. I don't know.
I can.
Because maybe they haven't been there. I don't know. Like, I've been there, so I'd be more than happy to fucking give anybody a ride.
I think it would depend. Like, if it was you, like if you and I worked at the same place and you needed a ride and I had to go pick you up every day, I don't think that would really bother me.
Yeah.
Because you're my friend and you've helped me out a ton of times with lots of things. But if it's just some guy at work and you kind of got maybe even guilt tripped into it, I don't know how these conversations went when they got together and decided to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe they got guilt tripped into it in the first place and it wasn't supposed to go nearly this long because they thought I was going to get a car in like January or maybe February
because
I was going to try to do it with my tax return. It went on for too long. Like, remember, you and I lived together a long time ago and there was this guy that we worked with who got kicked out of his mom's house and he came to live with us and we told him he could live with us for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And there was more to it than that because he was kind of, he was annoying and he was gross. Like, he was really like, he would take his shoes off and it would be like, holy shit.
He had very poor hygiene.
Yeah.
And extremely, like, not even a little bit.
I know. I'm pretty sure one time I went into our bathroom and there was just like a fudge smear on the toilet seat.
Like on the seat.
Yeah. Like he had sat just a little too far back and didn't notice.
Not normal.
And he's just like shaving the back of a log off onto the seat.
And he didn't see it.
Like, yeah.
Fucking clean it.
Yeah.
Turn around, asshole.
So there was that stuff too. And it might not have been, I might not have felt the same way if it wasn't for that stuff.
Yeah.
If he was like best roommate ever, maybe I wouldn't have cared.
Mm-hmm.
But he overstayed his welcome.
He
ended up with us for what, like 3 months?
3 months. And we had to hold like a house meeting.
And eventually we had to basically kick him out.
Oh, because
he wasn't
horrible.
Going anywhere.
I felt so bad.
And we had initially told him, yeah, you can stay with us for a month. So I understand, you know, if the plan was, yeah, we'll give you rides till January and you end up giving me rides till May, then I can understand being annoyed, even though there was never like an explicit, like, I will be done here.
Yeah.
They had reason to believe. What else?
What else?
What's going on with you this week?
Oh, man, you motherfucker. It's always a slow week, so I find myself sitting on the toilet and just thinking real hard, Kyle, and things will come to me. I hear this song at work by Alicia Keys, and I'm just going to go step by step how I got into this and why I wrote this down, but I hear the song by Alicia Keys. I don't know what it's called, but there's this part that where she goes, oh, what does she say? You give me so much pleasure. You know?
No, 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 never do you again. Okay. Ba-ba-ba. I don't know if I know that one.
You don't know that one? It's a good one. It's all right.
Hmm.
But it got me thinking about, like, every time she says this part, we're like, you give me so much pleasure. And when she says pleasure, there's like four fat women singing along with it. Fat black women. And it's, it puts this shit in my head where I'm picturing a woman getting fucked and singing, like belting out, like,
you know, while being fucked.
While being fucked.
A fat woman?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I picture a fat woman, yeah. Like, pleasure. When you're just going in. You're not even going in and out. You're just... Anyway. So I started thinking about people singing while having sex, which is dumb. That's fucking dumb. But that was like the stepping stone to thinking about... I would like to propose to maybe John or the listeners to write a musical for us, like a short little thing to sing. Like we've done raps, but to do a short little musical bit on silly shit. And I was thinking about this one we could do called Butt Sex the Musical. How it would go, I don't know. I don't write musicals. I've even tried to sing something that would come to mind, and it always turns into like a rock sounding,
you know,
thing.
But roommate John's girlfriend Shelby sent us that voicemail a while ago where she suggested we do a musical.
Yes.
And she had lyrics and stuff.
Yes.
So this is something you actually want to do?
Yes. I think it would be fun.
Okay.
Because shit, we can pull off a rap. I think we can do a musical.
Can we pull off a rap?
Absolutely.
We can put together a rap. I don't know if we can pull off a rap.
Oh, man. I've seen too many bad raps on YouTube. I think we're pretty fucking good. Sorry. Well, but,
okay. If somebody wants to send us lyrics, then.
Yeah. It'd probably run, I don't know, like a minute and a half.
Okay.
Not even shit. Like a minute? Not even a minute. Maybe 30 seconds, you know? Just get it out there. The shorter, the better. It has more impact. Like, whoa, that was short, but damn, I liked it. Anyway. Butt Sex the Musical.
Nice.
Oh, and then that got me thinking about butt smell.
Okay.
The smell of ass and how it ruins everything. Everything. Like it ruins the mood. You're having sex, you smell butt.
Uh-huh.
Ruined. Turned off immediately. It could be the hottest chick ever. It could be your fucking Detective Kate Beckett.
Oh, man. Speaking of Detective Kate Beckett, not to derail you too much, but Castle just ended. Well, for the season. Not oh, okay. For good. Oh, man. If it ended for good, I wouldn't be here. I'd be dead. I would have put a bullet in my mouth because it's the only sometime. Thing I have left to live for.
Are you going to throw like a grieving party?
No.
Castle's over.
But the season ended and spoiler alert, everybody. They finally started making out. You would have liked this one because they were practically banging against a door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they weren't banging.
Well, the episode ended because that was like the...
Well, they better be buck naked and fucking in the...
They better be butt fucking and naked.
Yeah. In the
I'm sure they got naked after that. He started pulling her shirt off and going for a bra. And then he was looking at her bullet scar because she got shot in the chest last season. Was last season's season finale. And then this season, it ended with them finally making out.
God, when the next season comes out, like the first episode, if it's not them, or if it doesn't address that in any way, like visually.
If it doesn't start with them boning doggy style, then fuck Castle.
Yes. If they're like laying there, like the aftermath, you know, man, things are going to get complicated, you know?
What?
No. Show me the love, man.
See, you would
show
never,
me the love.
You would never understand. I told you a million times, it's not about the boning. It's about the hugs.
That's too far.
I just want to see him split an ice cream, you know, watch a romantic comedy. You know, snuggle up with a snuggie.
They don't go through all that.
I
want to
see him get matching snuggies.
No. All that tension built up to just kind of leap over that what happened, you know? It ends with kissing and starts off with them just laying in the bed like, ooh, that was good.
What if it doesn't start with anything? Like, what if it starts, you know, days later?
Oh, no. That would be even worse. I would write in. I don't even watch that much. I would write in and be pissed. I'd be one of those people.
I wanted to see explicit sex on ABC.
I'll tweet it. I don't fucking know. Shit.
That's a good thing you don't watch this show.
Yeah.
Because they listen to people named Orion and you would ruin it.
There's people out there like me that wait.
Rapists.
They know. No. They feel the tension and they want satisfaction.
Orgasms.
And if it just the idea comes out of this show, like,
I'm now,
they fucked. I know it, but they didn't show it.
I'm now picturing you being a fan of the show,
watching
that latest episode, dick in hand, and then it cuts to black. And you like throw the remote at the TV. Motherfucker! Oh, Jesus. Now I got to go find some amateur porn on the internet.
Yeah.
Where the girl looks like she's having a bad time.
I would. Because I enjoy that, like, erotic sexual tension, you know?
Yeah. She came in out of the rain.
Yeah.
She was out in the rain.
Man.
So it was like she was all wet. And they had just had a fight earlier. Like, it looked like they weren't going to be partners anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But then she came back and she was like, I don't care about blah, blah, blah anymore. I just want you. And then they made out and he shoved her up against the door and started taking her shirt off. And I think that's pretty much how it ended.
Yeah. The only problem with this kind of shit is when that tension's built up and it's like you're jerking, you know, you're like, oh, yeah. And you go and then release. They finally fuck. Then why watch anymore, you know?
Oh, man.
They finally fucked. What else is on?
The first episode of the next season, I'm going to feel like I do when I finish jerking off to porn. I'm
going to be like, why the fuck was I watching this?
What is this goofy garbage? I don't even care.
Yeah.
No, but it wasn't about the banging for me. It was about the hugs. But anyway, what were we talking about that I interrupted you on?
Oh, butt smell.
Yeah, yes. Let's get back to the importance of butt smell. It ruins everything.
It ruins sex.
Congressional hearings. it ruins
you could be flying to space, and if you smell butt, it will ruin it. Like, this is an awesome, beautiful fucking thing. I am leaving Earth. Look at that beautiful space universe. You know, look at that shit. This is epic. And you smell butt, ruins everything. Fuck this. Turn it around. Oh, my God. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
But even coming back from space, like, oh, look at that beautiful Earth. Coming back, oh, it's a beautiful blue little...
I bet the International Space Station smells terrible. it's just a bunch of fucking
I've never
Russians
thought about that.
Bathing with recycled water.
Yeah, you get in there, this is fucking cool. And, oh, I smell butt. Oh, man. Oh, I want to go home. I want to go home.
You go to buy a cake for a friend's birthday.
Yeah.
You smell butt.
So fuck no. That. Oh, sunsets.
And
ruined.
You smell butt.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're watching a nice sunset and you smell some ass. Ruined.
Mm-hmm.
Ruined. What else? Listening to your favorite song. You're getting into it. Yes, yes.
You're finally beating Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
You're at the last boss. You kill him. All the little sprite-y explosions are going.
It ruins everything.
And you smell butt.
This came to mind, but it's also kind of happened. I don't know. The past couple days, I've been pissing Aldi, my fiance, off. Because I'll just be laying there, and I'm holding a fart. You know, you feel it coming.
Sure.
And you're holding it, and you feel that release, like it's going back up inside of you. It's not going to come out. But it actually kind of came out, and you didn't hear anything. You didn't feel anything, but then, oh, shit. And then I stare at Aldi, and I wait, and she's like, are you fucking serious? You know, and she's spraying Febreze and shit, and it keeps happening, and she's kind of getting pissed off. And I'd be reading about something kind of important, kind of deep on Reddit, you know, like, wow, this is fucked up. And, you know, I'm holding the fart, and 2 minutes later, I smell it, and I don't want, fuck the internet. I don't want to be in this room anymore. You know, it ruins it. Mm. I don't know. Fuck.
I think you got to move your headphone cord.
Yeah.
We,
oh shit. Yeah. I'm sorry.
We
I keep hearing that. I thought that was you just.
No, it's you. It's,
my bad.
We've had, I bought like headphones kind of in bulk in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I bought, like 5 pairs at a time. These Sennheiser headphones, and we had them for a long time, but I eventually killed them all. What happens, and it happens to me with every pair of headphones I've ever owned, eventually one ear goes out.
Yes.
Every and I can't figure, it's not like something happens, like I'm sitting there and then I jerk back too far, mm-hmm. and like I all of a sudden an ear goes out. It's like I'll be sitting there using them, they're fine, I'll put them down, I'll come back the next day, and one ear is out.
Yeah. And it was just sitting there. Yeah.
For weeks now, possibly months, I can't remember, we've had one functioning pair of headphones and one with one ear out. And I've been giving the good pair to Orion, but when Orion's not here, I've been using the good pair, and the ear went out on the good pair finally. And I bought new headphones, and these new headphones kind of suck. They have shorter cords, they don't sound as good, and the cords have like that curled up telephone cord kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that sound, if you heard it, if you didn't, it was just me being a dick, but was it was like a clicking sound.
Like that? Kind of?
No, kind of. It was more like...
Oh, that, yeah. God, that's annoying.
Yeah,
shit.
Like a little popping, clicking sound. Yeah. That was the phone cord part of the cord rubbing on Orion's mic stand. So, yeah. So, move that cord. Like extreme cord makeover. I don't know what to talk about this week, Orion. Man. You know what I've had on my mind all week pretty much is our new segment.
Yes.
That Give Him a Voice segment.
Yeah.
And because of that, I haven't really thought about much else. Because I'm so concerned with doing this well.
Eat,
because
I sleep and breathe.
I made it a
voice
thing
acting.
Now. Yeah, I'm officially a voice actor now. I don't know if you guys knew, but yeah. So last week I came up with a segment called "Give Him a Voice." Should we do that now? I guess since
Let's
I'm talking
do
about
it.
It. All right. So I came up with a jingle for it, but I never made a recording of it. So it's "Give Him a Voice." Give him a voice. Give that nigga a voice. Yeah. But the segment is that somebody gives me a character, like they give me a little description of a character, and then I have to come up with a voice for that character. Now, one thing I said last week when I put this out there was not to go crazy with accents.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first part of the week, I didn't get any submissions, and I was kind of starting to think, nobody's gonna do this, and that's gonna suck. So I made a post on the Facebook and the Twitter saying, "Hey, nobody's submitted anything yet."
Yeah,
and
fuckers.
then I got three, but all three that I got involve and they explicitly call for an accent.
Of course,
well, not exactly.
Yeah,
the two of them explicitly call for an accent, and the third one calls for a vague ethnicity. So that's a little less. But like I said, don't get crazy with accents because that will take research. Well, yeah, two out of the three call for a specific accent, and the third one calls for an accent, just not a specific one. But I did kind of
practice.
Yeah, one of them is not really. Well, where should I start? There's one that was submitted on the Facebook by roommate John. Let's see. Roommate John said, how about, oh, I forgot. Okay. How about Francoise, a 10-year-old French girl who's really big into Magic the Gathering? Now, this one, I don't, like, oh, if you're man. The most amazing voice actor in the world, you can probably pull it off. But
yeah,
I don't think there are a lot of dudes voicing 10-year-old girls.
Yeah.
You know, they'll usually use a woman for that. Even little boys, they usually use a woman for.
Yeah.
So like this one, I feel is not entirely
not fair.
It's not entirely fair.
Jesus.
I did try it. And I will try it, but, but it sounds like a dude, you know, it's cause I could see maybe if the voice you wanted for this 10-year-old girl was like meant to be comically low.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you wanted a little girl to talk like this, because that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But if you actually wanted to sound like a 10-year-old girl, you don't ask a dude.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But I
so
did
they're
try
just
it.
Being silly.
So I tried it and I have to do like a falsetto voice and then it sounds like a dude trying to sound like a little girl. But, so Francoise,
oh God,
a 10-year-old French girl who's really big into Magic the Gathering. Okay. So
it would be very high like this, but this isn't a French girl. This is just a girl, I guess. But see, that doesn't sound like a girl. It sounds like a guy talking.
Imitating the girl.
Yeah, doing a falsetto.
but to make it a French girl, let's see.
That's all I know. You got this.
Je m'appelle Françoise. J'ai 10 ans. I'm really into Magic the Gathering. Ryan.
I'm sorry. I got to stop you. I'm sorry. I like how at the end it's always like, mm-hmm. I really like the magic.
Ryan, I would appreciate it if you do not make fun of my cadence. My cadence? My cadence?
Yeah.
I'm really into Magic the Gathering. I really like...
so...
Orcs. Orcs. I really like orcs and dragons. And what else is in Magic the Gathering? No. I should have done
some research.
I should have done some research on Magic the Gathering. I don't know anything about it, but I like the cards.
Should I do the... I don't know what else to make her say. Should I do the thing... Like, you made a new rule for my segment where they have to have a podcast?
Yeah. Introduce your podcast.
Oh,
a podcast. Like, it's starting out. There's music, maybe, and then you come in for like, I don't know, 10 seconds.
Okay. Less. There's music? Dun 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 dun.
No, oh, shit. It wouldn't be that hip. It'd be sad.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I'm going to type French music YouTube.
Like that shit that was playing in Saving Private Ryan in that city of rubble, you know, when they were all just being quiet.
Oh, no. The audio's all fucked up. God damn it. I hate this so much.
We got to do a quick break and fix that shit.
Yeah, we do.
This
we'll be
important.
Right back. Quick break.
All right.
Okay, it's fixed.
All right.
All right. So this is the French music I pulled up.
Bonjour. Welcome to Francoise Fantasy Magic the Gathering podcast. Today's special guest is Orion from I Just Had a Terrible Thought.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Orion. You are my favorite podcaster. I listen to your show all the time.
Well, thank you.
I found it when I was looking for shows in English. In English? I don't know how to say that. En anglais. En anglais. To practice my English. I like your show very much. I think you are très cool.
Oh, thanks. It's very sweet. Very sweet.
Have you ever played Magic the Gathering?
Yes, I have.
What is your favorite stat?
Well, my favorite color to play
with. What is your favorite stat? My favorite is dexterity. My favorite stat is dexterity because it is it has a X in it.
All right.
What is your favorite stat?
My, I really don't. I don't have one. I'm
okay.
I love all stats.
Okay. That's a very non-committal. Non-committal. Je suis Palestinian, mais vraiment amoureuse. I'm reading a YouTube comment that was typed in French. Je suis Palestinian, mais vraiment amoureuse de la culture française.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Don't know what else to do.
with a
French 10-year-old girl. So that's it.
All right. That was good.
So that's Francoise, which I do not think was fair.
Not at all. Jesus fucking Christ, I apologize. I'm just...
Orion, the baby pooped.
Do I have keys to the house? How did I get here? With keys? No way!
Do you have keys to the house, Orion?
Yes, I fucking do. Jesus Christ.
Maybe. So this is Aldi. This is your girl, your baby mama. Maybe she locked herself out of the house.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Ryan,
you gotta come home.
I'm locked out of the house.
Quick break. Yeah.
Yeah. Right back. Okay. So,
anyway, sorry. I apologize.
So, the second voice I was asked to do was it was Bames John.
All right.
He's still doing us show notes. And he, when he sent me the last batch, he said, also a submission for Give Him a Voice. A short white man with something like a Wisconsin accent. Again, called out a specific accent. That's okay. And he also pronounces S as SH like Sean Connery. He works at an ice cream parlor and thinks he's totally awesome because of it, even though all of his friends think he's a loser. He doesn't display a lot of emotion around anyone except his dog. His name is Ignatius P. Redenbacher.
All right. We don't have to say that name again. Jesus.
Ignatius P. Redenbacher?
Yeah.
Okay, so this, I did research on this one, because I wasn't sure what a Wisconsin accent was.
It's gotta sound a lot like Michigan.
I had an idea in my head of what he was talking about, and but when I watched a bunch of videos of people, I guess there was this thing going around on Tumblr a while ago, where people would, answer a bunch of questions and pronounce a bunch of words to show off what their particular accent was. And I found a bunch of these for people from Wisconsin, and they didn't sound a lot different from us. Like
the Michiganders.
It was subtle. But then I saw a few from Minnesota.
Yeah.
And Minnesota seems to be like the same accent, but like turned up. And both of those to me seem
more
like
Canadian.
Yeah. Both of those to me seem like kind of a Canadian, like a stereotypical Canadian accent turned down a little bit.
Wow.
So trying to do a Wisconsin accent. Without like a real one, like that wouldn't offend people from Wisconsin, I don't think would be worth doing.
Yeah.
So instead, I'm just going to go all out and just fucking offend everybody because they all sound like fucking idiots. But I'm not sure this one, I'm not so sure. Okay, let's see. Like the first thing I thought of was kind of goofy.
All right.
Like, what would Ignatius P. Redenbacher say?
What would his podcast be about?
Ice cream.
Kick it off. Ice cream.
So, he says with the SH. So, my name's Ignatius P. Redenbacher. welcome to my podcast.
That's fucking great.
It's about ice cream. It's Ignatius P. Redenbacher's Ice Cream Sunday, because I release it on Sundays. But this was kind of my first attempt at it, and it sounds a little goofy to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I should go with this or if I should try something a little bit different.
No,
like
I love it.
Because he's a short white man. So I picture short people.
Fuck the tall, short shit.
I picture
that?
Short people having a little bit more of a high-pitched kind of thing going on.
I liked it before.
So this is Ignatius P. Redenbacher. So there's that. And he doesn't show a lot of emotion, except when he's around his dog. That's another thing. When I was trying this earlier, I was having trouble with the word dog because for some reason I want to,
I want to pronounce it dog.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Dog.
But that's not how it's done. It's dog. Almost like dag.
Dag, but
it's like
turned down a little.
All the vowels kind of shift a little bit. Like, and.
Yeah.
Like, I might say and.
Yeah.
Ignatius P. Redenbacher would say and.
Oof.
What else? Though. You know, I would say though. And Ignatius P. Redenbacher would say though. Almost closer to a U. So, what should he say, though? What should he talk about?
Today's
working an ice cream
today's
parlor.
Today's ice cream special is the Blue Moon.
Today's ice cream special is the Blue Moon.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah. So, I really like my dog, Sprinkles. I named him Sprinkles because there's two S's in that, and I'm very good at S's.
And you work in an ice cream place.
Yep, and I work in an ice cream place. So, I think I'm really awesome. I don't know... Okay, so look, I don't want to talk myself up.
I got one more.
I don't want to talk myself up too much, but I work in an ice cream parlor, so you know, kind of a badass.
You're at a football game and they score.
At a football game
and they score, and you're like,
oh,
they did it. They
that's my dog. That's my dog out there. That's my dog out there for sure. Out there on the field,
he
just scored. My dog, Sprinkles, just scored out there. Only dog in the NFL. See, I did it, though. I did dog. Only dog in the NFL.
Yeah. Is that? Oh, man, that's got to be tough because it's like you're doing the though and the though and the oh.
Oh.
And then here comes dog and you're like, nah.
Well, it's Ignatius P. Redenbacher, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's something that was in all those videos about people from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Is that they don't say, they say that people from other states say Wisconsin, like there's an H in it.
Oh my God.
I don't know what they're talking about.
If what, you're not going to admit it, but if the way you sound is somewhat accurate, I would not be able to live there. I'd punch everybody in the face.
Well,
shut the fuck up.
I think it's like, if anybody there sounds like this, it's probably the like
Northerners.
Northerners. It's probably Northerners, and it's probably older people.
Yeah.
Because all the people I saw doing videos with their Wisconsin accent, they were all younger people, and they didn't sound terribly Wisconsin.
Yeah.
The Minnesota people seem to sound more like this.
Mm-hmm.
But then John Paul, I don't know how you do that one.
John Paul
from Whiskey Thursday doesn't sound anything like this. So I don't really know how they do it.
Yeah.
But so there's that for the, there's Ignatius P. Redenbacher. Ignatius P. Redenbacher.
That is fantastic.
But I do feel like maybe because he's a short man, he's not supposed to show a lot of emotion when he's not around his dog. So, so I don't know. Is this showing a lot of emotion?
No, not at all. You seem.
But then when my dog is here. Oh, Sprinkles, come here, buddy. Oh my God, I love you. Oh Jesus. Oh, you're such a good dog. Come here, little doggy. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love Sprinkles. He's my favorite dog. He's the only reason I still work in the ice cream industry because I named him that, and it'd be pretty embarrassing if I quit.
I may have said that I'd punch everybody from Minnesota in the face if they sounded like that, but I could definitely.
It's a very
listen it's to a full friendly, episode.
It's a friendly sounding action.
Oh yeah, it's very non-threatening.
Yeah. Can you imagine me getting angry with you in this accent?
You wouldn't even sound angry.
God damn it, O'Rion. You stupid son of a bitch. Why you always gotta be such a dick? That's my attempt, I guess, at Ignatius P. Redenbacher. And
that's pretty fucking great, I have to say.
The third one came in the form of a voicemail. So normally I wouldn't do this till we got to the voicemail.
Yeah.
But now I gotta find... I think it's this one. I hope it's this one. Let's see.
Hello, Kyle, O'Rion, and Bames John. Want to contribute a little suggestion to your new segment of creating vocal characters. Try to encapsulate a middle-aged Asian man who is fresh off the boat, but you can't really identify what nationality he's from. Now, this man has been tasked with being a substitute teacher for a middle school shop class. Try to figure out how he would go about describing the fundamental safety rules and otherwise deal with the unrowdy children who are there. That's my submission for the segment. Have a good week.
Okay, this one is tougher, I think.
He called
for an accent, but he didn't call for a specific one. He said like kind of an Asian accent that you can't quite tell where he's from. And I think the voice I've been doing in my car is maybe kind of a Chinese accent, sort of, but like a cartoon one, one you would see in a racist Jell-O ad in the 60s or something.
All right.
And it's,
I can't even imagine.
I'm not very good at this one. And the problem I keep having is that I don't know what to say as these people.
Yes. Yeah.
At least to get started. Like,
you should establish that. Yeah.
Like Ignatius wasn't too bad once I got started, but what to say as, so he's a middle-aged Asian man. He works in a, did he say he works in a wood shop?
Yeah.
And he has to,
he's going
to
be a substitute, teacher, substitute teacher at a wood shop, and he's going to address or state some rules and,
okay. Yeah. So this one, I'm probably going to fuck up at first. Okay. Let's see. Hello. Welcome to wood shop. I am your teacher. I am your teacher, Mr. Chang. I don't, this one almost makes me self-conscious. Today we gonna learn to make pine wood derby car.
Oh God.
Take the wood. And use the tool to make it into a shape. Like car. I don't know what to say.
Take tour.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh man.
Johnny America. Johnny America. Stop. Stop talking to Jessica. Stop making goo-goo round eye at Jessica.
And her big round ass.
Yeah. Her big round ass. And her big round American ass. There are certain things I'm not sure how to say, but that's like really obnoxious and,
yes,
and high pitched and
sorry.
And it's just a particular like kind of Asian accent. Mm. Like I could go more like this, like
Master Splinter.
God, Master Splinter was weird because it was almost, I don't know what, it's not really Asian.
It's talking like this.
Yeah.
With almost, I don't know. Like,
what do you call that? Like, it could be any old American guy, but because
it's not really
the pattern in his speaking.
There's something to it, though, where it's almost like,
and one, and two, almost, and three.
Yeah, part of it, it's like got kind of a stereotypical Japanese speech pattern to it, but it almost sounds more, not really American, almost like somewhere between American and English or something. I don't know. It's weird.
It always kind of bugged me. Yeah.
The Shredder, I always thought the Shredder's voice was weird.
Yeah.
you miserable turtles. Like, why would I talk like this if,
Smoker,
I'm,
man.
If I'm Japanese? Yeah. Like, not just the voice, but why would I pronounce things the way that I do, you miserable turtles, if I'm Japanese?
Okay, so that's my substitute woodshop teacher.
Yeah, love it, love it.
Hello, I am Japanese, and I am teaching woodshop.
No, I got to come up with something better though.
That was fantastic.
But I barely did anything.
That was the hardest one ever. No client would ever ask for anything that specific, and it wouldn't.
Well,
I think we need to change the guidelines because we're doing a lot of like, this guy, he's this tall and he's this old. Fuck all that shit.
No, I don't mind.
It should be like,
no, I don't mind. I don't mind any of that.
It's irrelevant. I mean,
no, it's not irrelevant.
You can do
it. No, it's not irrelevant.
It's not fun, Kyle.
If I was a voice actor and I went in to do a cartoon or something, they might show me a picture, which would contain a lot of that information. He's this tall. He's a white guy or a black guy or an Asian guy or he's a dog or whatever the fuck it is. It would have stuff like that, and they would give me like maybe a partial character bio, and they might say, oh, he's kind of sad, or oh, he's very upbeat, he's kind of dumb, he's kind of slow. Yeah, they would. What would they give me if not what they've been giving me?
I don't know. This guy's a
This guy's a douche.
No, like with Splinter, this guy's like a sensei of some kind, you know, martial arts sensei guy, very wise, older, and go. And then they just wait for the right thing, you know, the right voice.
They just wait. They don't. No, that's not it, but I'm still waiting.
He's this old, this tall. Yeah, it's irrelevant. I don't know. It could get into that.
I don't think it's irrelevant.
Kind of detail, but it's not fun.
I don't think it's irrelevant. And Sean Ryan, with the woodshop teacher, he gave me a setting and stuff to kind of riff on.
That it worked. Yeah.
I don't feel like it worked. Like you're saying it like it's done, but I don't feel like it worked because I didn't do anything.
I was dying over here, man.
What'd I say? Like two lines and then like faltered and laughed in between them. And
oh, man. I don't know.
But I don't. I'm not very confident in the Asian man voice. Like the one I was doing, that's kind of like this. Yeah. It's mostly just me yelling. And yeah. I don't know. I don't. I'm starting to get Ignatius in there. I don't know how. Oh, the headphones are going crazy right now. Oh, man. What would happen in a woodshop class?
I don't know. Somebody cuts their finger off or built some shit. It's a boring setting.
Somebody cuts their finger off or built some shit. Johnny, that is a very, very, very good. Ah, Jan. Oh, Johnny, that is a very good table you built.
I'm sorry. You fucked up there, and it sounded like you were going to go, oh, Janet Jackson.
Oh, Janet Jackson.
Like, oh, shit.
Now I'm all flustered. I'm sorry. Now I can't do it.
Janet Jackson. Fuck.
Yeah. There was a fourth one that was also on the Facebook, but that was I'm Kilo asking me to do Ryan from Whiskey Thursday, yeah. Which I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
Because it's too rude. He would cry himself to sleep. You said you had one.
Yes. Mine's easy and it's fucking fun. You ready for this? Okay, let me set it up as to why I wrote this down. I was listening to the live show of Whiskey Thursday with the Whiskey Boys yesterday.
Okay.
And at some point in the show, they were talking about girls and boobs and shit, and everybody in the chat, when they would talk about something, a link would come up in the chat. I'm new to this. I don't know. And people would click on it so they could see what they were talking about during this live podcast. And I'd click on it. Some chick, nude, you know, fully nude. And they're talking about her tits and how, oh, she's so hot. Oh, I don't know. She's like, oh, she's got like a B cup, you know. No, that's clearly a C cup. And they're talking about cups, and everybody in the chat's like, no, it's that kind of cup. And it was pathetic, man. It sounded like a bunch of... Anytime a bunch of guys start talking about
cup sizes
specifically, like they know exactly, they look at a picture and they can tell what fucking size that shit is. It reminds me of like a wheelchair basketball team. Every guy in a wheelchair and they're talking about boobs,
murder boobs. Ball.
And they're all virgins, you know.
Uh huh.
It was pathetic. So I came up with it has an accent. It's a New Yorker that can look at any boobs and know what size they are. Like an example would be like, hey, what can I say? I know boobs.
You know? Okay.
I don't know.
So are you just imagining the voice I already do all the time?
Yes. Okay. But I love it. But, hey. But the setting, I guess, is you're talking about, like, I'm showing you a bunch of pictures of naked women. And you're just telling me their size, and then you go from there. Like,
okay, so that one there—that's clearly a 32D. There's some big old titties there.
And you're impatient.
come on,
kind of talking fast. Like, oh, let's get through this.
Okay, I know this. Okay. Double D's. We got there. We got a 22C. Is that even a thing? I don't even fucking know. What else you got? Come on. Oh, A's pass. Come on. B's. See, the thing about boobs is they like the opposite of a report card. You know, when you bring home A's to your parents, they're super happy. When you bring home D's to your dick, it's super happy. It's the opposite of a report card. If you can get your hands on some F's, holy shit. Motherfucker.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm
want
sorry.
Me to do? You want me to do a voice I do all the time anyway and talk
I
about
love
boobs?
It. Everyone else loves it, right, listeners?
Yeah.
But that defeats the purpose of the segment.
I know. Well, fuck! You did all those other good ones.
I don't think I did any good ones. Oh, I think maybe Ignatius was okay.
That was fantastic. I enjoyed
but you
it.
Know I'm still working on this.
Yes.
I'm a fledgling voice actor. I'm not a voice actor in any way.
I'm a rookie.
I've been listening to this podcast by Rob Paulsen. Rob Paulsen is the guy who did Raphael's voice in the Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Oh, he's got a podcast, yes.
He did oh Yakko God. In the Animaniacs. He did Pinky at Pinky and the Brain.
That guy must be filthy fucking rich.
I think he's pretty well off, but I don't know if he's
filthy fucking
rich.
We looked him up on IMDb or some shit, and his work list goes on and on.
Well, he's been working for like 30 years or something.
Fuck.
But he has a podcast, and it's surprisingly, for a guy who works in audio for a living, kind of shitty. Like, the podcast is good. The content is good. But the dynamic range, like, it's like they don't compress it at all. Yeah. So I have to crank it way up to listen to it. And then, like, but the intro music and stuff is really loud. And
what the fuck? You'd think, yeah.
So, like, blows my eardrums out. And, like, he has this guy who's, like, his producer that every once in a while will do a little intro to the show talking about something. And he sounds like he's talking on a headset mic or something. It's weird. But I like the show. He gets on there and he talks about voice acting, and he has other voice actors in as guests.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, he had Mark Hamill on one of the shows I listened to, which is Luke Skywalker.
Oh, yes.
But he also is a voice actor, and he did the Joker in the Batman the Animated Series.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I love that series.
And he's done a bunch of voice acting. He had Tara Strong on, who's this chick. I guess she does some voice or multiple voices in the My Little Ponies cartoon right now. But she did Bubbles from Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
Who else did he have on? I don't know.
What do they talk about? Like, how long
voice acting
for? Like, an hour and a half, 2 hours? Like any other podcast?
Something like that. I'm not sure. Yeah, something like that. Like the Mark Hamill one, I think, went for about 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah,
I gotta check that shit out.
They talk about
very interesting.
They talk about like where the voices come from and how they do them. They've talked a little bit about doing impressions versus doing original voices, and how sometimes doing a bad impression can help you create a new character.
Yeah,
like if you can do a bad impression of somebody else, well, then it's not that person; it's a new character.
Yeah.
And they talk about the business a little bit and how they got into it and stuff, and their background and.
I listened to an NPR interview of the guy. I forget his name. He did Ren and Stimpy, and he does Fry on the Futurama.
God damn it. I know his name.
Fuck.
Oh, this is going to piss me off because I totally know his name.
Fucking look it up. It's bugging me. But he was, man, it's like a fucking science to him. Like, he would talk about doing, he had this one voice in his head, and he was, you know, kind of practicing it, and then he had this other one, and then he mixed them up. Like, how the fuck do you do that? I don't know. I get it. Like, you mix like an Asian guy.
Billy West.
Billy West.
Yeah.
Yeah. You mix like an Asian dad with some guy from Wisconsin. Okay. But when you're mixing like just non-specific voices that just come to you, that's fucking difficult. And he would just talk about this. Oh, that's how that got created. I mixed this and I mixed that. I was doing this voice and I was doing this and I just put it together and
I think Fry from Futurama is basically just his voice, only like kind of younger, a little higher.
Pitch,
but yeah, he's done tons and tons of voice work.
That guy's rolling in dough. My God,
he does Zoidberg, I think.
Yep,
as well. And he's done tons of people,
tons of shit. But it when I was listening to this interview, it almost took me away from the fun of voice acting because he made it seem like it was this art, and
it kind of is, I guess.
Yeah, but in a way, like, I could never come close just fucking around. And I get that, but
most people could never, like, even people in the business could never come close to Billy West. I mean,
that's true. Yeah,
he's like the Mel Blanc of current cartoons.
Yeah,
Mel Blanc, the guy who did all the Looney Tunes voices. but it makes it worse for you to see him do this. Like, you think
I don't know. You picture voice acting and you're like, anybody can do it as long as you find the right voice, right? But no, it he makes it sound like it's...
Well, that's not really... I mean, I guess anybody could do it. Like, if you're looking for a very specific voice,
yeah,
and you find a guy who just has that voice,
yeah,
if he can act, then I guess he can do it.
Yeah.
But that's not really how it works, because...
No, there's a lot...
If you want to be a voice actor, you have to be able to act, and you have to be able to do... You have to have, like, a lot of range in terms of characters and mm-hmm. things that you
yeah.
can do.
Yeah.
Like, you can... Like, I couldn't get a job as a voice actor on cartoons or anything if all I could do was this voice,
yeah.
me talking.
Yeah.
unless I was a major celebrity, then they might hire me for my celebrity voice.
Yeah, like on The Simpsons or some shit, yeah.
Well, not even just to play myself, but like Patrick Stewart, you know, you might hire to do a character because you want that character to sound like Patrick Stewart and you want Patrick Stewart's name attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or Samuel L. Jackson. You'll never hear Samuel L. Jackson, I don't think, doing a character voice, but you might hear him doing voice acting where he sounds like him.
Yeah, but I don't mean to sound like a dick, like, oh, he made it out like it was so difficult and I didn't really think it was. It's not like that. It just I don't know. I was kind of hoping that these people just get famous because they throw these voices out there and people pay them to sound like put little effort into anything, you know, but they actually work really hard at it.
Well, yeah, duh.
And I get it. Yeah, it's just...
I'm surprised that was a surprise to you.
I know, like, me too. I'm surprised.
This is just a bunch of guys who are like, I don't know, I'm silly.
The guy that does Bender from Futurama.
Yeah, what is that? Who is that guy?
I don't know.
I'm not looking that
one. He's a younger looking guy and he just kind of does it.
Yeah.
No problem. But it looks like he just... got drunk one day and was like, hey, my name's Bender, you know, or whatever the fuck.
You thought that's how it worked?
He looks like it. He looks like a bro. Have you seen the guy? Anyway.
He's a big guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, big guy with that. Yeah. I think he does, not on any particular show, but I think he does a really good Tracy Morgan, which is a great voice. Now I gotta look him up.
I've never heard a Tracy Morgan impression.
The name that's coming to mind is John DiMaggio, but... I think that's somebody else. Oh, no, it's John DiMaggio.
Damn.
Okay. Let's see. John DiMaggio. Let's see if I... John
Tracy Morgan.
DiMaggio.
Please, please, please.
Tracy.
Find it.
I can't type Morgan. Tracked Morgan I typed because I'm an idiot. Tracy Morgan. Okay. This is a panel at DragonCon 2010.
I'm going to wrap my legs around your head like a chain dragon.
I can barely hear it.
Oh, wait a minute. Jay Leno talking to Tracy Morgan.
Okay, so that was Billy West talking, and now they're going to do Jay Leno talking to Tracy Morgan.
All right.
So I assume that Billy West is going to do Jay Leno.
My next guest is a comedian. He's kind of a mess most of the time, but, you know, he made it here tonight. I'm glad. Tracy Morgan!
That's pretty fucking good.
That's rough right there. You gotta get the camera up there to look at that.
That's the terrible. The audio
it sounds like shit.
Terrible.
Too much.
Terrible.
Yeah. But
God, there's got to be a video of it around somewhere. But apparently not named that. There's not a video of just that.
Of course.
That sucks.
Internet, you have failed us.
Well, great. You ruined my segment. Thank you. All right. give him a voice. Give him a voice. Give that nigga a voice.
Yeah.
So that was my give him a voice segment. And now I am really annoyed right now, and I'm not even sure why exactly.
We need to take a break then.
Yeah, let's take a break. Fuck it.
Hey guys, it's Kyle here again. You know, I got a little frustrated there at the end of that thing, but I'd really like it if you'd continue to submit these characters, and I almost forgot to tell ya. So send your suggestions over to kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com, and I'll give them a shot! Yay!
And we're back from break.
Back.
Welcome back, everybody. Our headphones are being real dicks.
This are your ears going out? Because mine are going out like crazy.
No.
Both of, like, my left ear mostly, but it's going out like nuts. Okay. We're back from break. Orion.
Yeah.
What should we do? Should we talk about things that people said?
You know what I was thinking about? We need to record like a some kind of thing that sounds like Wheel of Fortune, but it's like Wheel of
Orion.
Yeah,
Wheel of Orion.
And then I just say the same shit every week in the same order. Facebook, Kyle.
You want to go to the Facebook?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's go to that Facebook. Let's see what the people have said. And of course, I closed. Why did I close the fucking Facebook? I hate everything. Let's see. Load. Okay. I said it's podcast night. Hit us with your things. And Gary Stevenson says, baby talk. Karen says, I can't sing to our baby about rape or murder anymore. Examples, Date Rape by Sublime or Slow Motion by Third Eye Blind. Does Orion have the same restrictions?
God.
Are you allowed to sing to your baby about rape and murder?
I never did. I never did.
Never tried. No, so you don't know.
I believed in my baby. I don't know. Right from the get-go, when you look at those little eyes just like sponges absorbing every fucking word that comes out of your mouth, you tend to be a little conscious about what you say.
Mm, so
even
Gary,
from the beginning, yeah.
So. Gary is trying to raise a criminal.
No, I'm not going to say that. But yeah, I never sang like, well, I did, trying to think how it went, but I did sing a little jingle like when I was a little horny.
To the baby?
No. No. Jesus.
Hey,
together, Orion. Get it together.
Hey there, baby Leland. I'm so horny.
So hard. No.
I'm going to fuck your mom.
I was holding the little guy and I was singing to Aldi like some bullshit. I don't know. Hopefully he goes to sleep so we can go into the bedroom and fuck.
Then you grab his little hands and make him clap to the beat. Fuck.
Probably,
fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We're going,
yeah,
fuck.
I'm going to fuck your mom right in the balls. Because Aldi has balls.
Yeah. But other than that, no.
So, okay. So then Gary says, does Orion's baby wake up screaming for food in the morning? How does he feed the baby when he has the morning wood? This seems obvious to me.
No,
because
that's disgusting.
You've got like a hanger for the baby.
You just hold on.
Plunk
that.
Him down on that.
Yeah,
and then hands free, holding the baby, and then you can hold the bottle in your hand and feed the baby.
Yeah, he's 9 months. He holds his own bottle. He can hang onto my D while I clean
it's like one of
up.
Those baby Bjorns. You just walk around the house with him on your D.
Yeah.
Seems obvious to me.
He no longer screams, though, when he wakes up. Thank God.
Nice.
I hate this baby talk shit. But he whines. He gets older and more manipulative. And when he wakes up, it's... you know, shit like that. And it wakes you up.
He's crawling now, right?
Yeah.
Did we talk about that on the show?
I
don't think crawling
so.
Now?
No.
Yeah, so he's finally...
Yeah, it's about time.
Oof.
I thought he was... Ooh, retarded.
Yeah.
And so you read online, like, some babies don't just crawl. They, just start walking. Bullshit. They don't just start walking.
The crawling made things more problematic because now you got to watch him closer?
No, it's not like he's cruising, like you see in the commercials for diapers. Like, little cruisers, and you see this baby.
So he's not there yet.
No, not there yet.
So what does he do then?
You set him down, he analyzes the situation and kind of wobbles a little bit and then step, knee out, our hand out, and then he starts going. But he's not flying.
What do you think his top speed is?
Jesus, 3 miles an hour. Not too bad. Yeah.
No, not too bad.
Not too bad. But, yeah.
So how do you feed the baby when you have the morning wood?
I just let it go. And I swear he's...
You just let him starve?
No. I just let it... Jesus Christ.
I just let it go, by which I mean I...
Almost...
Rub one out.
Let me back up. Almost every morning around the same time, I get the morning wood. I still do. I don't know why. And I just pretend like it's not there. But I've caught him looking at it. Like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
You know.
Why are you showing him your penis?
Sticking out of my not out, but
fly open and he just poking out of there. Sometimes it's got to breathe, you know?
But it's, you know, my pants are pitching a tent and he's kind of like, what is that?
Does he ever reach for it?
No. Jesus.
Well, God. He doesn't know.
What do I do?
Maybe, you know, a little baby.
Let him explore. Yeah.
I could see the temptation to let your baby grab your dick because those little hands on your it makes it look bigger.
Yeah.
It'd be like an ego boost.
Yeah.
I don't let him jerk me off to completion or anything. I never let him put his mouth on it.
I don't get turned on, so it doesn't count. Yeah.
I'm already turned on from other things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Gary.
Then our buddy Duve says, playing catch up with episode 166. I like the episode summary / Cliff's Notes stuff you're doing for the episodes now. Thanks to Bames John.
Mm-hmm.
Although I've been writing if he's on 166, I wrote that. But if you haven't seen Avengers, I highly recommend it. How do you guys feel about the North Carolina hullabaloo? Pro tip, you can marry your cousin, but not your gay lover. Have you seen Avengers?
No.
I have.
You have.
Yep. And I did enjoy it. But it's like what I said about Avengers before was that it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's a stupid concept. And I still think it's a stupid concept, but it was fun.
We have a Hulk. Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I do like, Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk. Yeah. I think
really,
of the Hulks,
that was weird, yeah.
Of the Hulks that I've experienced so far at the cinema, he is my favorite. Like, Ed Norton was better than, what's his face? Eric Bana.
Yes.
And I think Mark Ruffalo is better than both of them.
Nice.
But then again, but I mean, he doesn't really play the Hulk. He plays Bruce Banner, you know, the Hulk I thought was kind of bothered me a little bit just because
like not a Hulk fan,
the whole beginning of the movie, like they talk about it, like we don't want him to Hulk out because it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know, he loses control and he smashes shit. And there is a part in the movie, I'm not going to like really spoil it, but there's a part in the movie where he Hulks out and it's dangerous.
Yeah.
And then for no real apparent reason,
of course,
there's another part in the movie where suddenly he seems to be able to kind of control it.
Yeah.
For like nothing happens really.
They don't explain
to get you to that point.
Yeah.
And then there are like a couple of jokes with the Hulk.
Yeah.
That, I just didn't feel like there's a part where he punches Thor, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the way it's set up. It's like it's comical, but to the point of being cartoonish.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem to fit really because it's like in the middle of a battle. I don't know.
Oh, man.
But overall, I did think it was a fun movie.
Oh, I get so much shit from this is a weird phenomenon. Like it's the one movie I haven't seen yet.
Nope.
Any other movie, nobody gives a shit, but everybody's on my balls about it. You haven't seen it? What the fuck, man? And
everybody's super excited about the Avengers.
Everybody's making it out to be the greatest fucking movie ever, and I understand the setup record.
It's not the greatest fuck. I mean, it's a good movie and it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
But it's not the greatest fucking movie ever. It's just another superhero movie that happens to have a lot of them in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Fantastic Four, but not complete shit.
Yeah.
I will
see it.
Yeah. Like the main bad guy, this isn't a spoiler. The main bad guy is Loki.
Yeah.
Which is a little weird to me. I mean, I guess it's fine. And they'd already established Loki as a character in the Thor movie. So mm-hmm. I can see why that's better than maybe coming out with a completely new villain.
Mm-hmm.
But he has this like alien army from like another planet or something. But when the alien army kind of becomes a part of the story, I sort of lost interest.
Yeah.
Because they're just generic, like sci-fi alien bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's like nothing. I don't understand what it is that they want other than to take over the planet. Yeah. And they all look exactly the same. It's like a video game.
Drones. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, but it's fine. It's a good movie. It's worth watching.
I'll check it out.
How do you feel about the North Carolina hullabaloo?
Don't give a shit. And
were you aware of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm aware of it. What I don't get, because I guess I'm an idiot and I don't read up on shit, is how it's such a big deal. It's my understanding that gay marriage is illegal there.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't read up on it either.
In a lot of other states.
Yeah.
So what's the big fucking fuss.
I haven't read up on it either, so I don't know the details, and there might be something about it that,
gotta be. That makes,
but,
what am I missing?
But yeah, gay marriage is like not legal in general, yeah. And I guess from what I understand, the difference here is that they made it expressly illegal.
Oh, I see. No. Ooh,
ooh. But it already wasn't legal, so I guess the problem is more that it's representative of a backsliding kind of the culture rather than, you know, progression.
Yeah.
But I think in effect, it doesn't really do anything, I think. But somebody could correct me on that. And yeah, you can marry your cousin, but not your gay lover. Yeah, that's not
silly,
terribly surprising.
Yeah.
Then our buddy Duve says, also, I did this thing I'm kind of proud of, and it's on TV. Check it out and tell me what you think. Sadly, it's mostly visual, but I'm surprised the client approved it for air. I haven't watched this yet.
Orion hasn't watched this yet. I got to turn my monitor and we'll watch it.
All right, let's do this.
Make sure your air conditioner is ready for summer. Get Penning Plumbing Heating and Cooling's 10-point inspection
for just $89. Don't wait until it's too hot. Call 538-0220 and schedule your 10-point inspection today. Penning Plumbing Heating and Cooling, your local Heil dealer.
Okay.
Okay. That went by too fast.
Okay, let's try that again.
Make sure your air conditioner is ready for summer. Get Penning Plumbing Heating and Cooling's 10-point inspection for just $89.
Whoa.
Don't wait until it's too hot. Call 538-0220 and schedule your 10-point inspection today. Penning Plumbing Heating and Cooling, your local Heil dealer.
Okay, so it's a commercial for Penning Plumbing Heating and Cooling. That's our buddy Doof's voice. And it shows a van, Penning Plumbing Heating and Cooling van. And then the price explodes and gets cheaper.
It's not $139. It's just $89.
And yeah. Then it shows a bench, or not a bench, but a picnic table.
Yeah.
And it's like, do it before it's too hot. And yeah. Then the picnic table explodes into flames.
I'm a little surprised they allowed that, because I can picture, you know, lame people going, I don't get it.
Whoa. This is racist against picnic tables.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's pretty good.
I like
it. And that's on TV. Have you seen that on TV?
No, not yet.
Keep a lookout.
Oh, I will. I see a lot of shit that Duve has done voice work over. A lot of commercials, local. And it's surprising, man. That boy is busy.
But has he done one as an Asian shop teacher?
No.
See? Sorry, Dave, you're behind. Actually, Dave is behind on episodes. I'll be curious to find out what he thinks of my new segment.
Yeah.
If he thinks, like, you basically trivializing,
he'll hate it,
the work of voice actors.
Yeah.
And maybe, I guess in a way, my segment in general is sort of trivializing the work of voice actors. I remember once we were talking about voice acting a long time ago, and we said something, and he ended up coming back with the response like, it's not as easy as going to work and doing a silly voice every day.
Yes.
Or something, which was never what I really meant to say in the first place. But then I'm Kilo says, LOL, love it, Dave. I totally got sucked in with the $169, which made me notice the real price.
$169.
Then I'm Kilo says, speaking of only noticing explosions, do you guys think ADD or ADHD is BS?
Oh, ADD and ADHD is a real thing, but I think it's mistreated. And I think we talked about this.
What? I don't know. I think it's, I think I feel the same way about ADD and ADHD as I do about Asperger's. I think it's almost certainly a real thing, but yeah. I think that there are people who, even people who have it, who use it as a crutch.
Yes.
You know, they're like, oh, it's not my fault, I have ADD. And I think there are people who self-diagnose, who maybe don't have it, but they're like, no, it's not my fault, I have ADD. I think that maybe I could benefit from ADD medication, because I feel like I do have a lot of trouble like focusing on things.
Do you have some symptoms? I don't even know if they're actual symptoms, but yeah, start a project.
Yeah.
Never end.
I can't stick with anything ever.
Yeah.
The
attention just fades away. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I don't know. And I find myself regularly knowing I should be doing something and just not. Like, I know I should, but I can't. I do all these other things instead.
Mm-hmm. So much on the brain.
But I've never been diagnosed, and I've never told anybody I have ADD. And I even if I found out I had ADD and I got medication and everything, I wouldn't be like, oh, it's not my fault, I have ADD. Yeah. Leave me alone.
That got me thinking, like, if I was in a wheelchair, you know, people, I don't know, run over somebody in my van, you know, it's okay. He's in a wheelchair. He can't drive that well. Okay, okay, okay.
Right.
Terrible tragedy, but he's in a wheelchair, guys. Back off.
Yeah.
I'd get away with so much shit.
So, yeah, I think ADD and ADHD are sometimes BS.
Yes.
But I think that they are real things.
Yeah.
Then I'm Kilo says, do you think you've ever bullied someone? I feel like I have and probably didn't even realize it.
I did. Yes. Back in middle school, which is like 6th, 7th grade, I was probably 12 or 13. Have no idea why. I think I was just learning about trying to figure myself out.
Okay.
And there was this weaker man, this weaker boy, and it was just too easy. And I would, God, I was a dick. And I don't know why, but I would push him around.
Wow.
And call him names. And I found him on Facebook like a year ago, and I was going to add him and apologize. Cause I know that's quite possibly stuck with him. I don't know. Cause it went on for more than a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That surprises me. Because you were like the mute kid in high school. People would make jokes about you being mute because they'd never heard you talk.
Yep. Yep.
But there was a kid that you were pushing around and calling names. Mm-hmm. That's surprising
Not
to me.
All the time. Like every time I saw him, hey, you know, you piece of shit. No. It was just every once in a while. And I think I was hanging with this older looking kid that was in my grade and kind of followed him around like a douche. And he was kind of mean to kids, and I don't know, just walking in his footsteps. Not thinking about what I was doing. I don't know.
I think determining if I ever bullied someone depends on your definition of bullying. I picked on kids.
Yeah.
Like I'd call people names or I'd make jokes. Like I said once that there was a kid that I would sometimes say stuck hot dogs up his vagina, and that's he pretended that was his penis.
Yeah.
He was a boy. He presumably had a real penis, but I would claim that he was a girl, that he had a vagina, and that he would stick hot dogs in it and pretend that they were his penis.
Remind me, when was this?
That was probably like 6th or 7th grade.
Yeah, same. About the same time.
There have been a number of kids that I have picked on in some way or another over the years, but I don't think it was ever like really bad.
Yeah.
Like even that kid, I might've said that more than once, but it wasn't like an everyday thing.
Seems pretty harmless. Yeah.
And I never was a physical bully.
Yeah.
Never. I never pushed people around or smacked their books out of their hands or, you know, shoved them into lockers or whatever. I've never punched anybody. I don't think.
I can't picture you doing that.
I've been punched.
Yeah.
I've been punched in the stomach. I've been punched in the nose. But yeah, I don't, if you consider what I do on the show bullying, then yeah, I probably did a little bit of bullying.
Yeah.
And that's it for the Facebook.
All right.
So onto the Twitter. There's one thing on the Twitter. Bames John, he says, you've talked a bit about the soda with real sugar, but do you think soda can taste different from a can or a bottle? I sort of do. I don't really know. Yeah, I guess probably. But I don't know if that's all in my head or if it's a real thing. I think part of it, if with both a can and a bottle, you put your mouth on it.
Yeah.
And I think that can make a little bit of a difference because like you can kind of taste the thing that you're putting your mouth on.
Yeah, I really don't know. I know it works that way with beer and I'm not bullshitting. Like, and I think it's the company's fault. It's not like, I don't know what they're doing, but they're not. It's like they're putting different beers in each thing. Like, I get a can of beer, I open it up, and it's a little funky, not spunky, but a little weird. Like, it tastes like cheap shit beer, and then I drink their product out of the bottle, and it's fantastic. No problems. It's beautiful. And I don't get, and it would happen every time.
I think it's possible that maybe they don't actually taste different, but so many other things about the experience are different that it still comes across that way. Like, I rarely drink anything out of a glass bottle, but I'll drink things out of plastic bottles and I'll drink out of a metal can. So if I'm drinking like a Coke and I drink it out of a plastic bottle and then I drink it out of a can, the feeling of the can is different. I mean, like the shape of it and everything, but also like just the way, a can, what's the right word? Conducts heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like a can usually feels colder than a bottle, even if they were both refrigerated. And then the way it feels on your mouth and like you can kind of taste the metal if you put like the can in your mouth, sort of.
Yeah.
And So many things about it are different that I could see that affecting how you perceive the flavor, but it also might taste different. I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry. I don't, the answer basically is I don't know.
I don't know.
And that's it for the Twitter. And we did get some voicemails though.
All right.
So let's go to voicemail town. I got a couple calls from something. I got to make sure I'm looking at the right stuff here. I think this, what is this? Nope, that didn't leave a message.
Nice.
Skype, I wish Skype like had a tab just for voicemails instead, because they've got a conversations tab.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything that's happened, like the fact that I talked to John, I did an episode of John Paul's StarCast where we talked about the drama.
Yep.
About me making fun of people and stuff. And so check that out. But that, because we had a Skype call, that shows up in the same list with all the voicemails.
Jesus Christ, you think they'd update their shit by now? Okay. Make it a little more organized.
Here we go. Let's see, did we play this one?
Hey, Kyle and Orion, Sweet Barfy here. Last week's show finally got me to listen to Red Bar Radio. It's really good. the host kind of reminds me of what Kyle will be like in the future, maybe. but the bullying whole book thing was really an interesting topic. I was bullied in high school a lot. One thing that they didn't really discuss is the role of the person getting bullied. You know, I wish I could go back in time and relive my high school experience as I am now, because I feel like I have a lot better experience. Because, you know, if you're in high school, if someone walks up to you and slaps you in the face and calls you a bitch, you know, or they just abuse you verbally, you know, the way you react to that kind of dictates how they're going to respond. And in order to be bullied for a long period of time, you have to be very timid, or you have to give them the reaction they want to have. So, you know, it's not a nice thing to say, but yeah, so, you know, you have to, the person getting bullied is kind of responsible in some ways too, a little bit. I listened to the episode of Red Bar Radio after that one too, where they were talking about psycho fans, and that was a good episode because they're like getting rid of the psycho fan from their community. And don't you just hate psycho fans, like the kind of people that just call in every week and they just talk and talk and talk, and everyone just kind of wants them to shut the fuck up? Yeah, those are the worst fans, aren't they? I know. God, they just never shut up. All right, well, that's all I have to say. I think so. Yeah. Anyway, bye. Bye bye. See you later. Bye. Bye.
Aw, poopy barfy.
He was talking about himself.
Yeah.
Get it.
He said that Mike David from Red Bar Radio reminds him of what I'll be like in the future.
I don't see that.
I take it as a compliment because right. I love that right. show.
Yeah.
But yeah, the bullying thing. Yeah, I think it's not like entirely fair to blame the person being bullied, but I do think like you don't. One thing I think Mike David said on Red Bar Radio is you don't just bully anybody. You bully people who kind of have it coming. Like, like you just look like you should be bullied.
Yeah. You weakling.
Yeah. The people who give off a certain I need to be bullied vibe.
It's almost like nature is taking its course. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't have a lot more to say about the bullying thing. I'm tired of talking about bullying.
Yeah, God damn.
I just let me bully in peace. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so nature versus nurture. Nature is kind of like your internal stuff that makes up who you are. And then nurture is kind of like your external factors, like your family and your environment and stuff like that. And a lot of psychologists believe that both kind of go into making up like who you are. So like, what do you guys think of that? Do you think that's true? And, like, you guys think if you were born, like, 100 years ago, where neither of your jobs exist, at least not in their present forms, and you guys wouldn't be able to, like, the podcast or anything, do you guys think you guys still would be kind of, like, people who you are and stuff? Because I was just thinking about this the other day, because I was babysitting this kid. I know, bad parenting. And, you know, she's, like, 2, and she, you know, she's barely experienced the world, but this kid has, like, this defined personality. Like, he's super, he's like a standoffish 2-year-old. Like, you know, she's watching television, you can't talk during her television show, or else she'll give you this look like, just fuck you. And she's 2. She can't say fuck you, but, like, in her eyes, you can see it in her eyes, like, she just shut up, try to watch TV. So, you know, I mean, you know, so there's clearly something of a strong personality in this kid, even though she's only 2 years old, so... You know, that's kind of like the the nature part of it, right? So I'm like, what about like Leland, you know, the little guy? Does he have any personality? Because kids have personalities. They just don't talk, or they're just little people, you know, but they kind of act certain ways, you know. So, I don't know. That's all.
Oh, boy. First thing I want to say about this voicemail is this was Poopy Barfy again.
Yeah, and I almost didn't recognize
him. I know. He sounds almost... I think if it was anybody else, I wouldn't think anything of it. But because it's him, and there was absolutely no maniacal laughter, I wonder if he's depressed when he left that voicemail. He sounds sad.
Yeah, philosophical.
But he said in the last voicemail, you know, oh, those psycho fans. Oh, I hate those psycho fans. And obviously he was talking about himself. But I like Poopy Barfy.
Yeah.
He's a contributor, and he's not a dummy. Like, not everything he says is it hits, you know. It's kind of hit or miss sometimes. But if he calls in and tries to be funny, it's not like Grandpa Toaster.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Christian Serpa.
Shit to contribute, yeah, and
like I don't feel like I really need to tear him apart.
Yeah,
but he does laugh like a clown.
He's terrifying, absolutely terrifying.
But he's not terrifying. He's a nice boy.
To me.
And I know he's not a pedophile, rapist, a child molester.
You don't know that.
I do. And he even like he's like. I was babysitting this girl and I know, bad parenting. Like he's like, okay, I get it. You're going to make a joke about me being a pedophile. I get it. But I'm talking about something for real right now. Yeah. So, nature versus nurture. I do believe that they both play large roles in the development of a human being and their personality and whatnot. In terms of if we were born in like a different time period, would we be the same people? Probably not really.
No
like,
way.
In certain ways, yes. But in a lot of ways, no. I mean, we would have had completely different experiences.
Interests.
Interests. Like, there wouldn't have been, depending on the time period, but I'm assuming we're talking about a long time ago.
Yeah.
There wouldn't have been video games or movies or TV shows, which, you know, I'm really into those things. And there wouldn't have been anything like rock and roll music.
Yeah.
You know, so all those like cultural things would have been completely different. But I would be surprised if a me born then was suddenly into dancing. Like, that's something I don't think. Maybe, you know, maybe if in raised in a different circumstance, I would be really into dancing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I doubt it.
I'm sorry. I'm just picturing it. Is Kyle just going to town?
Yeah.
I was reading something about thinking smarts versus emotional smarts. Ugh. And to interpret that, it'd be like, intellectual intelligence versus emotional intelligence.
I kind of hate the term emotional intelligence because it doesn't really mean anything.
I don't even think it's a real term. Like
the only thing I can think of that a person is talking about when they say emotional intelligence is like empathy.
Yes, yes.
Like being able to understand other people.
Yeah.
Like, because if it's not that, then what does it mean? Like, is a person with low emotional intelligence not aware of when they're angry? Or what does it mean to be emotionally intelligent?
It was basically an article full of questions. And it was, the gist of it was, you don't have to be super smart to understand the world like someone does if they are very intelligent. It like, for example,
yeah, give me an example.
This guy who's an author went to interview this strangler serial killer,
okay,
who had an IQ of 161. He's a fucking genius, and he was really intimidated. Like, this guy's just gonna walk circles around me, you know, run circles around me. And he gets in there and he's talking to him, and this guy's intelligent, but he asks, like, why'd you do it? You didn't feel anything, blah blah blah. And the guy's like, oh, if I felt anything, I wouldn't have been able to do it. I had to turn that part of me off. And it went on to, they were trying to explain how this guy's a fucking genius, but in other ways
is emotional intelligence just being emotional then?
No, that's
so like, are emotional geniuses just like women on their periods?
No, That's why I hate that term, because it didn't really fit. It was like...
It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make any sense.
Talking about empathy, yeah, really.
Yeah, if he doesn't have... If the reason he didn't feel anything when he was murdering people was because he doesn't have enough emotional intelligence, then it sounds to me like it's just like emotional intelligence just means feeling emotions.
Yeah.
So everybody gets a gold star except sociopaths.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh, I don't know what that fucking means.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk anymore about it. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Does Leland have a personality?
Yes.
What's
yes.
he like?
He's he's shy, but he's learning to, like, you can tell when he, I don't know, when he's off doing his own thing and you just watch, you can see him liking certain things and disliking them and analyzing. And if I...
We know he doesn't like elephants or peanuts.
Yeah. It's hard to explain. Like, we were sitting in the grass the other day, and he was terrified because he's always inside. He's always on this deck we have behind the house.
He's like an indoor cat.
Yeah. And you put him in the grass, he's like, what is this feeling beneath my feet? It's weird. And it scared him, and he would cry. But I sat him down, and I was grazing my hand across the grass, you know, playing with it, pulling it out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was frozen. And he's so little. He's like he's still a baby, like a big baby. And he just kind of reached down to his side and was pulling grass, kind of just touching it.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, daddy's doing it. Can't be that bad, right? He's super cautious before he does anything. He doesn't just reach and grab. And he was pulling up the grass. And then he's like, he realized, no, it's not that bad, you know. I don't know what this is, but it's not that bad. And then he'd lean forward and start touching it. And eventually he started just crawling, like not all the way across the yard, but he was crawling like 4 feet through this grass in the course of, like, I don't know, 15 minutes of us just chilling, sitting there. It was, it's kind of cool.
So he likes grass now.
Yeah. And I could see that he has this cautionary, I don't know, he doesn't just jump into shit and grab cords and poke at electrical outlets, you know?
He's a pussy.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, okay. So,
like, you show him a modem and it's blinking, he won't just grab it. He'll look at it, stick his finger out, kind of touch it, like, it's not going to hurt me. What is this? I like it. He loves it, the blinking lights, but he's not just going to grab it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of cool. It's like...
So you probably won't have a lot of problems with him, like, swallowing pennies and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, goddamn. So that's good. That's a plus.
No, that is good, I think. Yeah. Should we go to the next voicemail?
Yeah, let's
go. All right, Jesus next voicemail.
Christ. Hey, guys. You know, calling into your voicemail line, you say that it's supposed to make me a better person, but so far it hasn't really made me a better person. I was at a restaurant with my grandfather, and a busboy walked by, and my uncle asked the busboy, how do you say happy birthday in Spanish? And the guy just kind of looked at him, and he was like, I don't speak Spanish. And my uncle must assume from his looks that he was Spanish. So it's really awkward. And I'm like, oh, my God. Kind of like buried my head. And I was like, oh, our burgers are going to be spitting. How about you guys? Do you have any good, what's it called, restaurant stories? That's all. Bye.
What the fuck?
Do we have any good restaurant stories?
I don't know.
I know how to say happy birthday in French.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's joyeux anniversaire. Joyeux, because when you sing the song, it's joyeux anniversaire.
No.
Joyeux anniversaire.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Joyeux anniversaire something. Joyeux anniversaire. So it's like joyous anniversary.
Yeah.
But it's happy birthday.
Fuck restaurant stories. I'm trying to think of moments where I'm with my dad out in public, which I dread.
Mm-hmm.
And what's an example? My dad is easily irritable, and like, if the bus boy or whatever at the next table is cleaning plates up when they clank, he gets really irritated.
Ugh.
And he's actually told them to, like, go away and shit.
Wow.
Like,
keep it down, youngsters.
That's really irritating. You know, he's doing his fucking job.
You've told me that stuff about your dad before, though. Like, for some reason, lots of little noises and things really bother him.
Oh, yeah. God damn. It's impossible. We went to a pizza place when he came out last. And of course, we pull up and there's a car playing music. And it's not that loud, but it's kind of bumping, you know?
Okay.
They're just playing it in their car and you can hear it, of course, because it's at, you know, it's really quiet outside of the fucking car. And he's irritated. He looks into the car before, like, he's holding the handle of the door to open the door so we can go inside. But he just stops and stares at them.
Fuck you, man. Wow.
God, it's embarrassing. Just shit like that. Nothing like... How do you say this in Spanish, though? Jesus.
I know you mentioned way back going to a restaurant with your grandma.
Yeah.
And how she'll say, he needs the sauce. Mm-hmm.
That's embarrassing, yeah.
He needs the sauce.
What sauce are you talking
about? She's referring to like steak sauce. Yeah.
Like they like should A1 know I have a steak and I should have the steak sauce.
He needs the sauce.
Yeah.
I don't have any like restaurant stories. When I was a kid, I was horribly socially anxious, I guess.
Yeah.
I still kind of have this problem to a degree, but not as much as I did then. Like when I was in high school, if I went to a restaurant, it was almost certainly going to be with my mom and my sister. And I would make my mom order for me because I was afraid to do it myself. Because I was afraid, like we'd go to a restaurant and we'd get breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew if I ordered, like I, from experience, because I'd had to order things in the past and it, for some reason, this made me super uncomfortable. I would order like, there'd be something on the menu and I'd order it. And then they'd be like, what kind of toast do you want?
Oh God. Yeah.
Or worse, the more options there were, the worse it was.
Yeah. Cause like, you don't know. I didn't know that part and you feel rushed.
Do you want toast or hash browns? Toast. What kind of toast do you want?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know.
What kind do you have?
What kind of toast are there? I've only ever had one kind of toast. I don't know.
Toast.
And for some reason, not knowing just terrified me.
Yeah.
Then I gotten over that. I don't really care anymore. Then when you and I were first living out here, actually before I moved out here, when you were living out here and I would come to visit, we started going to this Denny's nearby. And then when I moved out here, we started going there all the time.
Yeah.
And we'd go there in the middle of the night and we'd stay there forever. And we kind of sort of knew some of the staff there. And I remember there was one time we were there and my computer just decided now is a good time to restart and install updates. Postpone, nigga. I remember there was one time we were there and we were eating and we would bring like, I'd bring a notebook and we'd doodle and we'd bring a camera sometimes and
video camera,
video tape for no reason.
Yeah, just film the stuff.
One time we were there and we were drinking and, not drinking alcohol. We were drinking Cokes. We'd already eaten and we were sitting around. I was doodling in my notebook and stuff. And this, chick that worked there as a waitress came in cause she'd just gotten out of a Metallica concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sat there with us for hours.
Yeah.
We ate candy necklaces. I think I had candy necklaces.
It's a weird experience, but good times. Yeah.
But it's not really a story. Like I don't have any restaurant stories. Yeah. I guess there was the time. I think we went out to a bar, maybe for somebody's birthday or something. And I got drunk. And then when everybody was leaving the bar, a few of us went to the Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
And I was drunk. And so I was being goofy. And I kept calling this one guy Periwinkle. I think he had like a blue shirt on that reminded me of that color. And so I kept calling him Periwinkle. And his friend kept going, ha, you're funny. You're funny. If you weren't funny, but you're funny.
Yeah.
So it was weird. Like he was offended, but I was funny. So it's okay.
Yeah.
But then at the end, like when we were getting up to pay, I said it one more time or something.
Yeah.
And the guy threw me down on a bench that was over by the cash register. And somebody like stopped him and got him outside. And I was laughing because I don't get it. Like, why is this so upsetting to you?
Yeah.
And
mildly
I was
annoying, maybe. Yeah.
I was a little concerned that he was going to, I'm not concerned. I actually thought it'd be funny because I was drunk.
Yeah.
But I was, but that he might be in the parking lot waiting to kick my ass.
Kick
but he was,
your ass
he
over
was
that.
Gone already. Yeah.
Call me Periwinkle one more time. Call my friend Periwinkle one more time.
Yeah. It wasn't even him that I was calling Periwinkle.
Jesus.
And why is Periwinkle? I bet he doesn't know what Periwinkle means.
Yeah.
I bet it sounds like twinkle or, you know, I bet it sounds like I'm calling his friend gay or something to him.
Faggot.
Yeah, I think that's what he heard.
Yep.
I call him Periwinkle and he hears faggot.
Yep.
That's
faggot.
That's probably my best restaurant story. Yeah. I don't know.
Restaurant stories.
Restaurant stories. And we got one more poopy barfy voicemail.
Not many people know this, but I actually have a dog named Von Slixerhyven. And I made a list of all the things that Von Slixerhyven doesn't like happening to her. So here we go. Number one, getting stepped on by me, usually by accident. And that's the list. That's all. Bye.
Good to know. If anybody was thinking about starting a Wikipedia page for Poopy Barfy,
this dog.
You know what to put in the trivia section.
God.
What did
me.
He say the dog's name was? Von Suchterheisen? Suchterheisen?
I don't know. Sounds like a Nazi soldier from World War II.
Nazi dog.
Yeah.
And then we got the voicemail from Sean Ryan, which we already played. So that's all of our voicemails. All
right. Thank you, Poopy Barfy. You're my favorite.
I like him.
Oh, yeah.
We're buds.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was going to say this before. Like,
okay.
I like him so much. He's such a character. Though he's terrifying. Seriously. He could be he could be in prison convicted of murdering people, and I'd still like him, man.
Aw, that's
like,
so
I know
sweet.
You kill people or have killed people.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. You know,
you would wait for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait for me, Orion.
Yeah,
I will.
Fuck yeah.
You'd be there at the gates when he finally gets out.
Yeah, big hug.
You're both in your 70s.
I'd bring his suitcase full of clown makeup and
clown makeup and hatchets.
Yep.
Hacksaws.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Baby bones.
God.
They took most of that as evidence, but he had a trunk that only you knew the location of.
Yeah.
I love him. Yeah.
Okay. I'm at a loss for things this week.
Yeah.
So do you have anything you desperately want to talk about?
I do not.
All right. Well, then I think we're going to cut this one a little bit short.
A little short.
Not really. And as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at ryan@ijusthadaterriblethought.com, you fucking
nice
dipshit.
Roommate John asked in the forum if you were going to take part in the voices too.
Yeah, I thought about that. I'm just after I read that, I was practicing out loud different shit and it sucks.
Yeah.
It's not even on the level of ridiculous funny shit. It's horrible. So I'll if I'm up for it, give me that option. I'll
do a Southern accent.
I can't.
But I heard you do it earlier when you were talking about my Montana.
Montana. Yeah. It's
the only word you know how to do.
Yeah.
Montana.
Montana. That's my impression. Montana. Here's me doing a Southern accent. Montana. Yes. Yeah. If I try to do anything else, it
comes out like this. This is my Southern accent.
But not even accents. I've done voices and they're just good, man.
Do a 10-year-old girl.
Nah, it's got to be my own. I can't see, like,
if we were just having a conversation and for some reason you were talking about a 10-year-old girl and all of a sudden you decided to do a 10-year-old girl, like, because you were quoting her or something, and you know you're not really trying to do the voice, but you do a voice, what would you do? It doesn't have to be a French girl.
You are very handsome.
Oh, so it's a sexy 10-year-old girl. Okay.
You're handsome, but...
Now I know why you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Jesus. Pedophilia allegations. Okay. God. Well,
it's bad.
As usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought, orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Mm-hmm.
Leave us a voicemail, 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Check us out on the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/ijhat and twitter.com/ijhat.
Yes.
Check us out in the forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. We just recently got Inverted Blade in there.
Yeah,
My favorite girl on the internet. What else? I think I said most everything. Well, there's the Spreadshirt. Spreadshirt, ijhat.spreadshirt.com, where you can buy shirts.
iTunes.
Yeah. Oh, iTunes. Let me see if there are any reviews.
Yeah.
Any new reviews on the old iTunes?
If you say no, I'm going to die.
This is my iTunes review voice. See, I have so many voices.
God damn.
This is my iTunes review voice. Come on, iTunes. Load up, you piece of shit.
Oh, man. Everybody knows iTunes. It fucking hogs I know. Every resource.
I rarely use it, and this is why. It's, so bad, but you should all subscribe in iTunes anyway. And I think some people were already subscribed in iTunes, but they had like copy pasted the URL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that counts, and I think you might even be using the wrong feed. So if you were previously subscribed in iTunes, but you didn't subscribe through iTunes, ditch that shit.
Yeah,
subscribe through iTunes.
Yes.
I just heard a terrible thought. Bring it on up. Okay. Here we go. Everything is so slow. We only have four, so there's only one new one, and it's from April 25th, so it's not even that new. But it's from fucking nickname taken. It's the name of this person. And the review is titled Itchcat. And it says, I love this show. I've listened to 162 episodes, and I still can't wait to hear what they say next.
Aww.
So thanks for that fucking nickname taken.
I like your style.
Yeah. We have gotten 6 ratings, even though we've only gotten 4 reviews.
Yeah.
And they've all been 5 stars.
Fuck yes.
Keep it up, niggas.
We're taking over.
Quit iTunes. So itchhat.spreadshirt.com. That's our Spreadshirt store where you can buy shirts. I finally changed the store link on the main page to point to that instead of Zazzle.
Yeah.
Because Zazzle is garbage.
Too expensive.
Yeah. And you can donate.
Donate.
Send us all of your monies.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's it.
That should do it. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Word.